Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
The day starts like the rest I've seen, another carbon copy of where I've already been. Days keep coming, one out, one in, they keep coming. I don't know what I wish I had, but there's no time now for thinking things like that.
The great Sarah Bareilles. I'm a huge fan. Mike's a huger fan. He has met her. He has seen her play a waitress in New York this year, earlier, on Broadway. And it's just lovely to have Sarah Bareilles, the great singer-songwriter, with us on the phone today. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to talk to you. As I said, we're big fans. And what you're doing here to help the North Bay after these wildfires, you hooked up with the North Bay Bike Project and Priority Bicycles in New York. Connor Swiegel is on the line. We'll talk to him in a moment from Priority Bicycles. But Sarah, explain how this all came about for you.
Well, I have to really give credit where credit is due. This is sort of the brainchild of a dear friend from high school and growing up in Eureka, California. And my friend Danielle, who was Ferris, now her last name is Dreyer, she's married. She and a friend of hers came up with this idea to put to, want to help the community by getting bikes to the kids that have lost everything in these fires. And I was so moved by just her sort of wholehearted effort that I wanted to lend a hand where I could. So I made a donation and hooked her up with Connor Swiegel and Dave Wiener, who are two of my good friends from college, and they run Priority Bicycles, and it was a happy marriage from there on out, and we're helping to get kids some wheels for the Christmas season, which feels really good.
Yeah, and your entrance into this project is going to do nothing but very, very good things, I'm sure. The North Bay Bike Project, go to northbaybikeproject.com. You can do it. Here's how it works, as far as I know. Bike request submission. You can do that. Sponsor a kid. And then there's a bike build. And let's check in with Connor Swiegel from Priority Bicycles in New York. Hi, Connor. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having us on.
Our pleasure. First, how did you get involved? And then we'll talk about what a bike build is.
Yeah, so Sarah really gave the genesis of it, and she reached out to us, and she mentioned that we've all been friends since college, and when she communicated what Danielle and Jess were up to at the North Bay Bike Project, it just felt like a great place for us to jump in and see what we could do to help get some of these kids bikes and helmets.
So there's an event coming up Saturday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Connor, yeah. give us the rundown on Priority Bicycles in New York.
Yeah, great. So we, as you mentioned, we're based out of New York in the Tribeca area, and our focus is really low-maintenance bikes for everyday riders. So we make bikes for kids as young as one and up to, as old as you can get and keep on riding. And we actually sell all of our bikes online at PriorityBicycles.com. So you don't have to be in New York to get one of our bikes. You can actually check out what we've got and order, and we ship everywhere.
Wow. How long have you been in business there?
We've been in business for about 3.5, almost 4 years. And so my partner, Dave, who's our founder and CEO and designs all of our bikes, we were friends from freshman year in college, and we actually worked together in the bicycle industry when we were in college. And we both took a little break from it, and about 4 years ago, Dave called me up and said, hey, I just quit my job. I really want to get back to bikes, and I really want to get back to just making super simple bikes that everybody can ride. And I was at that point where I was a little bit burnt out at my job as well. It was a great opportunity just to connect with a great friend and really do something that we were passionate about and get people out there, get people active, and get people on bikes that they can be really, really be excited about.
Very cool. Joining us is Sarah Bareilles, the great singer-songwriter who's gotten involved in this project along with Priority Bicycles in New York and the North Bay Bike Project. Connor, a bike build is, explain this, but it's really a community event, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's really important. I mean, obviously, being able to do what the spark that Sarah's lit and reaching out to us and getting bikes donated to these kids is a huge part of it. And it's something that we're really excited about. And we are urging everybody to continue to do that through the site. But, you know, the bike build, that's actually where you know, everybody literally gets their hands dirty with this. And so it's going to be an opportunity for people to come together in the community, assemble these bikes, get them checked out, and get them handed off to the kids and families themselves. And so, you know, people who can come out and offer their time, and certainly people who have some bike knowledge. So, you know, people who are mechanics or people who are avid cyclists who have a passion for cycling, this is a great opportunity to share that passion in a big way this time of year. So, you know, if you've got some bike expertise, reaching out to help out to make sure these bikes are assembled safely and are ready to ride is hugely helpful.
And Sarah, besides getting all your friends together here to put this together and help everyone here, what else are you doing going forward? How involved are you going to be?
Well, I'm certainly sharing, you know, via social media and stuff. I'm unfortunately stuck in New York, so I won't be at the build. But if I were, I would be handing out donuts or something awesome like that, because I don't want to assemble a bike because I will do it wrong. But so I'll leave that to the professionals. But yeah, I'm just, you know, again, I want to give all the credit to Danielle and Jess, her partner, for really launching. You know, I know that growing up in Northern California and watching the devastation of these fires in your area, I mean, it's just been so heartbreaking. And I know multiple people who have literally lost everything. So, you know, it feels like a small way to be able to give something tangible back. But, you know, whatever we can do to help, you know, this is a part of the country that is so near and dear to both of our hearts, Connor and Dave as well. And we just want to kind of support and bring light on projects like this that are small and community-based and really get you to get, like, you know, Connor said, to get your hands dirty.
I have to ask for all your fans listening across the country, Sarah Bareilles, by the way, with us. What's going on in your career? Are you writing, recording, touring?
I am writing as fast as I can to try to get a record together. And I'm about to step back into my show that is running currently on Broadway. I'll be taking over the lead role again for 8 weeks starting in January. So I'm kind of in prep mode for that as well.
Yeah, Mike, my producer, saw it earlier this year in New York and just loved it. So that's cool.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's cool that you're going to be back starring in it again.
Yeah, they can't get rid of me. I'm rather desperate on them.
tell everyone a bit about the story.
Well, Waitress is based on a movie that came out in 2007, and it's about an expert pie baker who is in a loveless marriage and sort of has lost sight of her own specialness in her life, and she gets pregnant by way of her husband, and she doesn't want the child, and she's trying to scheme a way out of her marriage. And you know, along the way there are complications and interesting relationships in unexpected places, and it's really a story about community and friendship, and ultimately kind of the hope of discovering yourself again after having kind of lost your way. So it's definitely a project that has, it's taken over my life in a big way, and I'm head over heels for it. So come on out and see us. And it'll be coming to San Francisco, I think. And I mean, I know San Francisco next year in the fall. So if people can't get out to New York, it is on tour as we speak, and it will be coming to a city near you.
Okay. And you did all the music, of course.
I did. I wrote, yeah, music and lyrics.
Nice. Your first foray into the Broadway scene?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it was my first time, and let me tell you, if I had known how much work it would have been, I never would have said yes, but I'm so glad I did. It's been such a happy accident. I've loved doing this more than most things, so it's been really wonderful.
Cool. Sarah Bareilles is with us, and Connor Swiegel from Priority Bicycles in New York. They're all working on this project with the North Bay Bike Project. Now, they're hosting a bike build this Saturday, the 16th, at Sports Basement here in Santa Rosa. So you kind of talked, Connor, about what a bike build is, but what can people expect if they show up on Saturday?
Oh, man, a lot of boxes, probably a lot of people running around, some greasy tools, and a lot of fun. I think what you're really going to find is these bikes that have been donated will be there and ready for people to come together and help assemble them. There will obviously be families as well from the area who will be receiving bikes. So seeing that first, that hands-on experience of kids getting bikes will absolutely be happening there as well. And it'll just be a lot of work, but it's just going to be a lot of fun, really, to bring that the community together. And you can tell just there's a huge spirit for everybody who's been affected by this, whether, you know, the fires touched them firsthand or not.
Right.
The community really wants to come together. And that's the biggest thing that you're going to feel there is just community coming together to make an impact for these families.
Yeah, it's been amazing how all of us have come together already, and it's going to continue. And we have a long road ahead, but you know, as we've been saying, we're going to come out better than ever. So that's what
it's a relationship with Sarah and Jess from, you know, years, and for us as well, for Sarah to loop in with us. So even though we're 3,000, however many miles away, you know, we certainly are there in spirit. We're doing everything that we can to help spread the word. You know, just as Northern California people, you know, even though we're on the other side of the country, it's certainly in our hearts.
All right. Well, it was an honor talking to both of you, Connor Swiegel with Priority Bicycles in New York, and the great singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles, who grew up in Eureka, they all did, and she's gotten involved and is helping out, and we appreciate it all from everyone. Sarah, great to talk to you. As I said, we're big fans, and just take care, and
thanks so much. You too.
We're waiting for the new record. We can't wait. All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right, you too. 3:31. I'm such a big fan, I was a little nervous. That doesn't usually happen. Even when I interviewed Jimmy Carter, I wasn't nervous. We love you, Jimmy, but you're no Sarah Bareilles.